Easter, Week 5, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Heaven and earth rejoice, O Christ, Alleluia, because you have risen from the dead, Alleluia. A reading from the Book of Apocalypse, chapter 22. The angel also showed me the river of the water of life, sparkling like crystal, which comes from the throne of God and of the Lamb, and flows down the middle of the city's street. On each side of the river was the tree of life, which bears fruit 12 times a year, once every month, and its leaves are for the healing of the nations. Nothing that is under God's curse will be found in the city. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. There shall be no more night, and they will not need lamps or sunlight, because the Lord God will be their light, and they will rule as kings for ever and ever. Then the angel said to me, "These words are true and can be trusted." And the Lord God, who gives his Spirit to the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants what must happen very soon. "Listen," says Jesus, "I am coming to you. Happy are those who obey the prophetic words in this book. I, John, have heard and seen all these things, and when I finished hearing and seeing them, I fell down at the feet of the angel who had shown me these things to worship him. But he said to me, 'Don't do it. I am a fellow servant of yours, and of your brothers the prophets, and of all those who obey the words in this book. Worship God.'" Responsory from Revelations. There shall be no more night, because the Lord God will be the light of his servants, and they will rule as kings for ever and ever. Alleluia. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship him, and they will rule as kings for ever and ever. Alleluia. A reading from the Sermons of Blessed Isaac of Stella. The Firstborn of Many Brethren. The head and the body of one man are one man. So too the son of the Virgin and his chosen members are one man, and one son of man. Scripture says, "Christ is whole and entire, head and body. For all the members together are one body, which with its head is one Son of Man, who with the Son of God is one Son of God, who himself with God is one God. Therefore, the whole body with its head is the Son of Man, and the Son of God and God." This is the meaning of the words, "Father, I desire that, as you and I are one, they also may be one with us." So according to this famous passage of Scripture, there is no body without the head, and no head without the body, nor without God is there any head or body to make the whole Christ. Everything, then, which is with God, makes one God. The Son of God is with God by nature. The Son of Man is with him by person. And Christ's body is with Christ by the sacrament. Consequently, the faithful and spiritual members of Christ can truly say that they are what he is, even the Son of God, even God. But he is so by nature, they by sharing. He of his fullness, they by participation. In short, what the Son of God is by birth, his members are by adoption. According to the words of Scripture, you have received the Spirit of adoption as sons, enabling us to cry, Abba, Father. By virtue of the Spirit, he gave them power to become sons of God, so that they are chosen to be brought by the one who is the firstborn among many brethren to say, Our Father, who art in heaven. And in another place he says, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father. The Son of Man, our head, was born from the Virgin's womb by the Spirit. And by the same Spirit we are born again from the baptismal font as sons of God, as his body. He was born without any sin. We are reborn for the remission of all our sins. He bore on the cross in his human body all the sins of the whole body, and by the grace of rebirth he has granted to his spiritual body that it shall be charged with no sin. For Scripture says, Blessed is the man whom the Lord has not charged with his sin. That blessed man is clearly Christ. Insofar as God is his head, Christ forgives sins. Insofar as the head of the body is one man, there is no sin to forgive. But insofar as the body of the head is many men, there is sin, but it is not charged. He is righteous in himself, and makes himself righteous. He is the one Saviour, the one saved. In his body he bore on the wood of the cross what he took away from his body by the water of baptism. He is the Lamb of God, who saves us by the wood of the cross and water, who takes away the sins of the world, which he bore, who is priest and sacrifice, and God, who offered himself to himself, and so, through himself, reconciled himself to himself, as well as to the Father and the Holy Spirit. A responsory from Romans and Colossians. All of us, in union with Christ, form one body, and as parts of it, we belong to each other. In him lives the fullness of divinity, and in him you find your own fulfillment. Alleluia. He is the source of the body's life, the first to return from the dead, to be in all things alone supreme. In him lives the fullness of divinity, and in him you find your own fulfillment. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord God, grant that the Easter mystery may shape our lives, so that what we celebrate with joy may be our constant defense and salvation. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.